Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
1 million U.S. COVID deaths.
We all have to reflect, and we have to reflect what's going to happen in the coming year.
Southern California wildfire.
We have helitankers, and we've got ground crews, and we have every fire engine available in the area.
Condo collapse settlement.
Certainly it was emotional for all of us. We know what happened.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Just a few hours ago, the White House said the United States has now topped 1 million COVID-19 deaths. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes begins our coverage.
The president is marking this new grim milestone, and he's going to be releasing a pre-recorded speech later this morning to mark that solemn occasion. He has also ordered flags at federal buildings to be lowered to half-staff to mark the 1 million American deaths.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The pandemic has hit so many families. Alexa Rivera lost her mother at the height of the pandemic. She was 78 and in a nursing home.
The suffering that my mother went through, that we were unable to be there for her on her last days. We were unable to offer her comfort.
Anna Martinez's granddaughter was the last to speak to her by phone.
About an hour after the conversation with the doctor about her kidneys failing, she was gone. I remember bawling in my room.
And the COVID deaths continue. Hospitalizations are increasing by as much as 300 per day.
CBS's Dr. David Agus.
The hope now is that through the vaccinations that are doing well, but not as well as they should, that the therapeutics we have now, that is the antibodies and the drugs like Paxlovid, is that we'll see significantly less in terms of deaths and hospitalizations.
Now to Southern California, where a fast-moving wildfire has torn through some neighborhoods in Laguna Niguel, south of Los Angeles. Several homes have been destroyed. More than 200 acres has gone up in smoke. KCBS-TV's Tom Waite has more.
The fast-moving flames destroying multiple homes here in Laguna Niguel. The coastal fire even torched vehicles left behind in driveway. First responders raced building to building, ensuring residents had gotten out as the fast-moving fire raged.
It looks like the cat has been saved.
A fireman returned a rescued cat to its grateful owner.
I know they have huge things to deal with right now, so it was very thoughtful for them to save my animal.
The AAA says overnight the price of gasoline inched up yet again to a national average of $4.42 a gallon, a new record. It's forced a lot of changes for some people, including this Texas driver.
I'm trying to be very mindful of my errands. If I can walk to a hardware store, I will do that. I'm getting in my 10,000 steps more often than I planned.
Well, the revived battle over abortion rights has played out in the U.S. Senate, where a vote on a bill to protect those rights went down to defeat. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
No twists, no turns. It went nearly straight down party lines.
The motion is not agreed to.
The Senate blocked debate on a measure writing some federal abortion rights into law, with all Republicans.
Their extreme proposal goes way beyond codifying the status quo.
And West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin opposing.
We should not be dividing this country further than we're already divided.
Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the vote.
This vote clearly suggests that the Senate is not where the majority of Americans are on this issue.
House Democrats crossed the Capitol chanting.
My decision! My
and outside,
So what do you do next?
Well, next we just start campaigning like crazy.
I think it needs to be a drumbeat.
As crowds continue to gather near some of the justices' homes, state and local law enforcement agencies are issuing awareness reports that demonstrations may become flashpoints for violence with little to no warning.
In what could be a serious blow to Russia, its neighbor Finland, long neutral, is poised to ask for NATO membership. The country's president and prime minister say the wheels are in motion for that. Sweden is expected to decide on whether to try to join NATO in a few days.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A deal has been reached in a class action lawsuit brought by families of victims and survivors of last June's condo collapse in Surfside, Florida. 98 people died.
The settlement is worth $997 million, and the plaintiff's attorney says it could top the $1 billion mark by the end of the week. Miami-Dade Circuit Judge Michael Hansman has handled all of the litigation before the hearing seemed to sense the end was near.
I hope these victims appreciate the job you have done. I know the vast majority of them do.
Hansman has said he hoped to have everything settled by June 24th, the first anniversary of the collapse. And while it looks like that'll happen, everyone's still waiting for final approval from insurance companies and others. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Abbott Laboratories says it's doing everything it can to address the infant formula shortage, including stepping up shipments from its facility in Ireland. The company's looking to resume operations at a Michigan plant that was involved in a formula recall 3 months ago. A nationwide lockdown has been imposed in North Korea as the country acknowledges a COVID outbreak for the first time. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul, South Korea.
A population of around 25 million people, and until now, zero official COVID-19 cases. So it's significant that North Korea is confirming this at all. And even though the North has resisted offers of outside pandemic support, leader Kim Jong-un claims the country has medical supplies stockpiled.
There's also word from Seoul that North Korea test-fired an unidentified missile today. A federal study of Native American boarding schools finds more than 500 deaths at the institutions from the early 19th century through the late 1960s and suggests there could have been many more. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says children at those schools were taken from their families, forced to assimilate, and often abused.
The languages, cultures, religions, traditional practices, and even the history of Native communities, all of it was targeted for destruction.
In Trenton, South Carolina, police say a 60-year-old man died of an apparent heart attack in his backyard while burying the body of the girlfriend he killed. An autopsy determined the 65-year-old woman had been strangled. The lease to the Washington Hotel run by Donald Trump's business empire has been sold to a Miami investor fund. The price is believed to be in the neighborhood of $375 million. The Trump organization described it as a record price per room for D.C.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A Broadway legend lets loose after the performance.
Another long, exhausting day.
Company star Patti LuPone called out an uncovered audience member during a Q&A panel at the American Theater Wing.
Put your mask over your nose. That's why you're
in the theater.
She used an expletive to tell the offender what they could do if they didn't follow the rule. The 73-year-old tested positive for COVID in late February. Broadway audiences are required to wear masks at least through the end of the month. Many shows have stopped requiring proof of vaccination. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Pandemic payoff in Sin City. 5,400 employees of the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas at an appreciation dinner were told they're each getting a $5,000 bonus for working through all the problems with COVID-19. That'll cost the company more than $27 million. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.